Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31, entitled Narad Instructs the Prachetas. Text number 24. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Te pitan mukha niryatam. Te pitan mukha niryatam. Yasho loka malapalam. Yasho loka malapalam. Hare nisham yatat padam. Hare nisham yatat padam. Dhyayantastad gatinyayu. Dhyayantastad gatinyayu. Te pitan mukha niryatam. Yashaloka malapalam. Hare nisham tat padam. Dhyayantastad gatim yayu. Te pitan mukha niryatam. Yasho loka malapaham. Hare nisham yatat padam. Dhyayantastad gatim yayu. Te pitan mukha niryatam. Yasho loka malapaham. Hare nisham yatat padam. Dhyayantastad gatim yayu. Te pitan mukha niryatam. Yasho lokamalapaham. Hare nisham yatat padam. Dhyayantastad gatim yayu. Te pitan mukha niryatam. Yasho lokamalapaham. Hare nisham yatat padam. Dhyayantastad gatim yayu. Nisham yatat padam. Dhyayantastad gatim yayu. Te the prachetas, api, also, tat, of Narad, muka, from the mouth, niryayatam, gone forth, yashaha, glorification, loka, of the world, mala, sins, Apaham. Destroying. Hare. Of Lord Hari. Nishamya. Having heard. Tat. Of the Lord. Padam. Feet. Dhyayantaha. Meditating upon. Tat katim. Unto his abode. Yayuhu. Went. Translation. Hearing from Narada's mouth the glories of the Lord, which vanquish all the ill fortune of the world, the Prachetas also became attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Meditating on his lotus feet, they advanced to the ultimate destination. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Here it is seen that by hearing the glories of the Lord from a realized devotee, the Prachetas easily attained strong attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, meditating on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, at the end of their lives, they advanced to the ultimate goal, Vishnu Loka. It is sure and certain that anyone who always hears the glories of the Lord and thinks of his lotus feet will reach the supreme destination. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, text number 65, Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishasi satyam te patijane priyosi me. Always think of me and become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, we learn from this verse that the Prachetas heard from Narad Muni about the glories of the Lord, and that these glories of the Lord that they heard from Narada's mouth, they have the potency and the power and the ability to vanquish all the ill fortune of the world. The world is so situated that it's in a very precarious situation. Right? Whether whatever body one has, either a body of a human being, body of an animal or a bird or whatever, that body is one subject to becoming diseased and old, and ultimately the body dies, right? Which means the soul has to leave that body. So that's an unfortunate situation. Why? Because the living entity inside the body wants to stay there. He doesn't want to get out. Just like if I come to your room, right? And I say, okay, now get out. Asim Krishna, get out of this room right now. What are you going to say? You're not going to say, oh yes, Prabhuji, I'll get out right now. No, you say, why? Kyon? Kyon nikal raha hai? Hum kya kiya? Right? Or, tum kaun hai? Tera dekhne ki kya?
Right?
Because that's nature. We're in a situation that we identify with. Yemeta kamraha. Meta sub cheese idrihe, meta pustak idrihe, meta puja the childrahe. So we don't want to leave. Yemeta! Same way for this body. We're in this material body, and we think, mera pitiji, mera ma, mera bhai, hamare paas zamin hai, 5 acre, gaon mein. Right? Jab bhi chuti milte hai, to gaon mein jayega. Right? And this is mine. And when I go to the village, wo Bombay se aaya. Oh, Bombay se aaya. Oh, kahan rehte? Bombay mein rehte. So, mera, this is my situation, right? So we don't want to leave it. But what is the unfortunate situation is, we're forced to leave. You can't stay there. You have to get out. Right? But here we see that the words of Narad, why, you can't hear? Are so powerful, huh? That this unfortunate situation can be resolved. Right? Therefore, the words used are apaham mala lokamala apaham, that the sins, why are we in this situation? Because of our previous sins. Srila Prabhupada says that everyone is a rascal in this material world. All are rascals. How do I know you're a rascal, Prabhupada said? Because you have this material body. If you weren't a rascal, then you wouldn't have this material body. So, we're in this material world due to our past sins. But all of those sins can be vanquished. Vanquished. The English word, vanquished, means done away with. Finished. Right? Finished. How? Simply by hearing the instructions of a pure devotee of the Lord, like Narad Muni. So what happens when one hears the instructions of a pure devotee of the Lord like Narad Muni? Well, that's explained also. That one becomes attached. One becomes attached to the Supreme Lord. The words emanating forth from the mouth of the pure devotee of the Lord are transcendental. Those sound vibrations have nothing to do with this material world. And those sound vibrations can transport the living entity from contaminated consciousness to pure consciousness. So that the living entity no longer falsely identifies with this material world. Material body, place of birth, they all become insignificant to the pure devotee of the Lord. And what becomes significant? Only the service of the Lord. The Lord's service becomes significant. So this is the most important thing for one who wants to progress in spiritual life, is this hearing process. Hearing is very important. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vishnu Smaranam, Shravanam, hearing and chanting. One devotee chants, another devotee hears. This whole Srimad Bhagavatam, this very important literature, is all about one devotee speaking and one devotee listening, or one devotee asking questions, right? The conversation between Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, Sudha Goswami and the sages at Namasaranya, are Maitreya and Vidura. It's all questions and answers. One devotee speaking, another devotee listening about the personality of Godhead. This is the process, hearing and chanting. Why? To vanquish all of our ill fortune, which means our past sinful activities, those desires that are lying within the heart to commit sinful activities, right? The Prachetas, after becoming attached to the Supreme Lord, what did they do? They meditated on the Lord's lotus feet. They advanced to the ultimate destination. Okay. So Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, then meditating on the lotus feet of the personality of on the Supreme Lord, at the end of their lives, they advance to the ultimate goal, Vishnu Loka. So Srila Prabhupada gives an assurance here. He says, it is sure and certain that anyone who always hears the glories of the Lord and thinks of his lotus feet will reach the supreme destination. So the key word is one who hears, and the other key word is always, right? Always, one who always hears, not just on Sunday at the Sunday feast lecture, right? But always, not for 7 days during the Bhagavad Saptaha, right? You hear for 1 hour a day for 7 days in a row, and then TV, video. People hear, they definitely like to hear things. They like to hear. If somebody doesn't have anything else to do? They turn on the TV. If they're in their car driving downtown for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, what do they do? They turn on the radio. They want to hear something, right? Right? Otherwise, you know, maja ne aate, right? Time pass karte. Radio chala koro. Radio Mirchi FM. Radio Mirchi FM. Right? They want to hear something. So that tendency to hear, when it is applied to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the purification takes place for the living entity. That's what this verse is saying. And Srila Prabhupada quotes a verse from Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto. Manmana means engage your mind in thinking of me. Right? Krishna is very clear. He can't be more clear than this. Engage your mind in thinking of me. That's what he wants us to do. Right? And who can engage their mind in thinking of Krishna? Only Krishna's devotee. So Krishna says, become my devotee. Offer obeisances to me. Krishna says. So how will we offer obeisances to Krishna? Right? Through his archa vigraha, his archa avatar, right? In the form of the deity in the temple. So the form of the Lord, of the deity in the temple, is very available for us to offer obeisances, to offer worship, right? It's not that Krishna needs anything. He's completely Atmarama. He's independent. He has everything, right? One of the qualities of Radharani is that she's a very good cook, right? So Radharani is cooking for Krishna. She got a benediction from Durvasa Muni to be a very expert cook, right? And whatever she cooks is as sweet as nectar, right? So I don't think Krishna needs your puris. He's not hankering after your puris. It's not that he's missing anything, right? But Krishna is so kind that on the order of his pure devotee, Krishna comes in the form of the Archivigraha to accept our service, to give an opportunity to neophytes to serve him and become purified, to offer obeisances, to enter into the temple and do pranams, right? So that we can follow this verse. Mam namaskuru, offering obeisances, offering homage. So here Krishna gives a benediction, he says. If you do like this, there's no doubt that you will come to me. And Krishna promises this. Right? So, everyone who can, that is those who have taken proper Vaishnav initiation, should engage in worshipping the deity. It's very important for neophyte devotees. Right? For very advanced devotees, they also are inclined to worship the deity. But for them, they're always fixed in Krishna everywhere. Right? They can sit in some corner and be totally absorbed in Krishna, in Krishna's different pastimes, just internally, mentally. The pastimes of the Lord come. However, those are advanced devotees of the Lord. So, everyone should take advantage of the facility of worshipping the Archivigraha, the form of the deity form of the Lord. Krishna is very interested, the Supreme Lord is interested for all the living entities to be in their natural position of rendering service to Him. Unfortunately, due to being covered over by the gross material senses and the subtle mind, intelligence, and false ego, the living entity becomes carried away by the material, by material desires, the desires to enjoy the material energy. This hearing process, this hearing the message of the personality of Godhead and hearing the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, is powerful, is so powerful that it can divert the consciousness of the living entity from the material to the spiritual. And this is what has happened to the Prachetas. They've heard from Narad Muni, the Lord's pure devotee, and they've become attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, and therefore they've always meditated on the lotus feet of the Lord. The lotus feet of the Lord are very, very powerful. They're like a thunderbolt, it's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. a thunderbolt, right? When a thunderbolt of lightning hits even a mountain, it can crack the whole mountain. It's so powerful. There's so much energy in a thunderbolt. And in our hearts, in all of our hearts, we have a mountain, a parvat, of sinful desires that are there. So many things. Right? Not from this lifetime, but from so many lifetimes. The desires for sinful life accumulate, and they become just like a mountain. Right? Just like on Govardhan Puja, we made the mountain of halava, rice and halava, we made a mountain. Right? So in our heart there's another mountain, but it's made out of material desires, sinful desires to enjoy in this world. Just like a mountain is in our heart. But these, the Lord's lotus feet are just like a thunderbolt. And when the devotee meditates on the lotus feet of the Lord, it acts just like a thunderbolt to crack the mountain of sinful desires that are there within the heart. If we somehow or another take advantage of this great facility of meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, of meditating on service to Krishna, the obstacles to devotional service can be removed. Srila Prabhupada used to say, what is the difficulty? There's no difficulty in devotional service. It's very easy. Right? Chant Hare Krishna, dance, and take prasadam. Is that a very difficult thing? Right? Not a very difficult thing. Anyone can do it. The only obstacle are papa bij that are within the heart. These are the obstacles. These are the difficulties. But Srila Prabhupada has given us, through the disciplic succession, coming all the way from Narad and all the Mahajans, a very powerful treatment, right? For our diseased condition. And that's this hearing process. He's given us the holy name, which is very powerful, non-different from Krishna itself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains in the second verse of the Shikshastakam, right, that all the transcendental potencies of the Lord are there within the holy name. He's given us the knowledge that is there in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord personally explaining to His devotee how to execute devotional service, what is the nature of the living entity, his true nature, and what he's meant to do, and also the pastimes of the Lord that are contained in Srimad Bhagavatam. All subject matters for hearing. And that's the ilaj, or the treatment for curing the contaminated heart. So, as devotees of the Lord, we can take advantage of this treatment. And that's the way to become happy. There's nothing in this material world that will make the living entity happy. Right? That's what we learn from Bhagavad Gita. That this material world is dukkalayam. It's a place of misery. And the illusion is that we think, yes, I may have some difficulty, but if I just do this, then I will be happy. If I just have this arrangement, and it could be anything. If I have this much money, if I have this much respect, if I have this position, if I have, it could be anything. For the beggar in the street, it may be, you know, one space closer to the front door wherever he begs. If I just had that space, then I'll be happy. I'll get more donations. Then I'll be happy. Right? And for the rich man, you know, who has so much wealth, but he's thinking, if my stocks go up 2 more points, then I'll be happy. Right? So from the beggar to the rich man, they're all thinking the same way. They're not attaining the goal of happiness, but they're thinking, if just the right combination of the material energy is there, then I'll become happy. But this is described as durashraya. This material world is durashraya. It appears as though it will give satisfaction. It appears as though one will become happy here, but it never happens. It never happens. Nothing ever turns out the way you plan it. There's always something lacking. Always. Whatever it is. So the best thing is, the best situation, right, for the living entity is to do devotional service. Right? Akama, sarvakama, mokshakama udaridhi, tivrena bhakti yogena. Whether one is filled with material desires, whether one is desiring liberation, right, or whether one is free from desires, the best thing to do is to engage in devotional service. But the mind is such a tricky thing. Srila Prabhupada actually refers to the mind as a big rascal, because the mind always tries to encourage the living entity not to do something else, not devotional service. The mind encourages the living entity to do sense gratification, because the mind is material. And when it's in control, it never gives us good advice. The mind out of control never gives us good advice. Brajaprem, where are you going? I'm talking about the mind. You need to hear this. Sit down. Your mind is taking you away from the class. Where do you got to go? So let them come to the class. They need you to say Hare Krishna then? They won't exist without you going over there and saying Hare Krishna? Okay, go ahead. Let your mind take you away, no problem. So, like I said, the mind is ready to take us here and there. So many things. The mind will say, well, I heard that before. I want to hear something new, right? I heard his class, you know. I want to hear about the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Tell me something from Krishna Karnamrita or so many of the Rasika Shastras, right? Sometimes devotees think like that. I want to be a Rasika devotee. I want to hear from the high-level Shastras, right? And Prabhupada says, what you will hear when you don't even know you're not this body, how you'll hear that? Rasika Shastras, right? First one has to become purified. Lots of purification, lots of service to the deity and cleaning Krishna's temple, purification of the heart has to take place. We see that, you know, someone comes 2 or 3 years and they do devotional service and already they're, you know, they're Raganuga Bhakti. They're down in Loy Bazaar at Ras Bihari Lal's buying the Gita Govinda, looking for the high-level Shastra. Some things in there are not meant for neophytes. They're not meant for neophytes because they'll mistake it as mundane. Right? The pastimes in Vrata and Krishna are of the highest level. Right? We know from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the highest level of devotion to Krishna, is the gopis' love for Krishna. And amongst all the gopis, Radharani's love for Krishna is the highest. But it's not that everyone can understand that. You can't worship Radha and Krishna unless you're in Raganuga. Unless you're free from all material attachments, one cannot worship Radha. You can't understand Radha and Krishna. So how to get to that platform? One has to serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One has to explain to each and every person for a long time that you're not this body, that you're the eternal spirit soul. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees that this person is trying to serve my mission, then he from within the heart will enlighten us about what is the actual position between Radha and Krishna. Artificially, you can't get there. By your effort, you can't climb the ladder. You may think in your mind, oh, I'm a pretty senior devotee. You know, I've been around for some years. It's okay, I can read the Rasika Shastras now. You know, I read the Bhagavad Gita twice. No. So much purification takes place. And then that realization about what is the relationship between Radha and Krishna, that will come by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, it's not possible. So, see, these are some of the points that we can appreciate from this verse. This chapter is very instructive. Narada's instructions are there. And the Prachetas are the proper recipient of Narada's instructions. Just like a seed requires proper situation. You put the seed in the ground, it just won't grow. You have to cultivate the land, put the seed, put some water there, proper sunlight should be there, and then the plant will come. In the same way, devotion comes when the seed is put, right? Through the instructions of the spiritual master, he implants the seed of devotion within the heart. And the watering process is hearing the message of the personality of Godhead in the association of devotees. Then the creeper of devotion can start to grow, right? And if the watering process is done properly, just like in this situation, Narad chanting the glories of the Lord and the Prachetas being interested to hear that situation, then the plant can grow and grow. The creeper of devotion can grow more and more. It grows all the way out of the universe. It penetrates the layers of the universe. The outer covering of the universe is, covered by the gross and subtle elements of the material nature. There's a layer of earth, there's a layer of fire, there's a layer of water, there's a layer of earth, and each layer is, progressively thicker and thicker. And there's a layer of ahankar, false ego, mind, intelligence. So the anda, the universe, is a very thick layer that covers it, right? But the creeper of devotion is so powerful that it penetrates through the layers of the coverings of the universe, and it protrudes through the universe, that devotional creeper, and it goes all the way to the spiritual world. And it takes, and it holds on, just like a creeper when it grows. You've seen in the village, on the side of the houses, they have this plant, Loki. So Loki grows up the side of the hut, right? But when it reaches to the top of the hut, or the, you know, village house, then when it gets up there, then it can grow flowers, and you can get from that Loki. Sometimes big Loki grows, right? But it has to get to that up first, then it can grow. So in the same way, the creeper of devotional service, when it gets shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, at Krishna's lotus feet, then it has a firm hold. And once it has a firm hold, then the other aspects of devotional service can manifest. So it's a long way that the devotee has, but one should take heart from these instructions of Lord Krishna. As he promises Arjuna, he promises us also, we should always think of him. That is, that we should always chant his holy name. We should become a devotee. Becoming a devotee doesn't just mean putting on tilak and having kantimala, right? It means that also, but it doesn't just mean that. Sometimes I see when there's a Sunday or some festival day, there's a shop right out here that sells bead bags. So people purchase a bead bag and put it on, and they put on tilak just to come to eat the feast. Congregation. We're part of the congregation, right? Right? So being a devotee means more than that. It also means to engage the mind in thinking of Krishna. And if we do that, then all of the inauspicious things that are within the heart can be cleared away, and all of the advantages of association with Krishna in the spiritual world can become available to us. Hare Krishna. So, are there any questions or comments? Okay, thank you very much. Grantra Chimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.